Okay, so now we continue with the next passage. Also from Tega Nikaya. So, Attako Bhikkhave.
Attako Bhikkhave.
Vipassisa Bhagavato.
Vipassisa Bhagavato.
Arahato.
Arahato.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Etad Ahosi.
Etad Ahosi.
So this is the Buddha's here relating the story about this previous Buddha named Vipassi. So it says, then, O monks, it occurred, that is, the thought occurred to the Blessed One Vipassi, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. So he thinks, yannu nahang dhammang desayanti. So he's wondering, to whom like he's sort of thinking to himself, let me now teach the Dhamma. Suppose now I were to teach the Dhamma. This is right after his enlightenment. So he's wondering, he's been wondering whether he should try to teach the Dhamma. So now he's thinking, suppose now, or let me now, teach the Dhamma.
This is Vipassi speaking, Vipassi Buddha speaking?
This is his thought, yeah. The Buddha Gautama is talking, speaking, but he's speaking about
the thoughts of Vipassi.
Yeah, what happened to the Buddha Vipassi in the past. So, Attako Bhikkhave.
Attako Bhikkhave.
Vipassisa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa.
Vipassisa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa.
Etadahosi.
Etadahosi.
So again, this is what occurred to the Blessed One Vipassi. Adigato me ayam dhammo.
Adigato go me ayam dhammo gaviru.
You're a little ahead of yourself.
Gambiro dudaso duranubodo.
Gambiro dudaso duranubodo.
Santo panito.
Santo panito.
Ataka vachero.
Ataka vachero.
Nipuno pandita vedaniyo.
Nipuno pandita vedaniyo.
Okay, so first he's thinking. So adigato means, it's the past participle, meaning achieved or attained or found. Then me is the pronoun meaning by me. And ayang dhammo is this dhamma. Then the rest of the terms are adjectives describing it. Gambiro means deep. Dudaso is hard to see. Duranubodho is hard to understand. You see, both dudaso comes from the prefix dur, which sometimes it means bad, sometimes it means hard. Then it has daso, which is from the verb dasati, meaning to see. So hard to see. And dur plus anubodho, I guess this would be a bahubihi compound. Hard because anubodha means understanding, and dur is difficult, so it's difficult understanding, but it's used to describe dhammo. So the dhamma is difficult to understand. Santo means peaceful. Panito means excellent. Ataka vachro, this is another bahubihi compound, comes from. Taka means thought. Avachara means range. So the compound taka vachro would mean the range of thinking, and ataka vachro means what is not the range of thinking. But ataka vachara is being used to describe dhammo, so that's why it becomes a bahubihi compound. Maybe in English now we'll call this the laptop computer compound or the red-headed woman compound.
But this is usually translated as not understandable, or not understood just by logic.
That's one way maybe some people translate it. But taking it more literally, it's not the range of thought, not within the range of thought.
This is Sagarananda.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So in Chinese, is this Wei Chen Yu Fan?
Again?
In this Ataka Vachara, is it translated in Chinese as Wei Chen Yu Fan or something else?
Wei
Chen Yu Fan.
Wei
Chen Yu Fan. Okay.
Beyond the words.
Inconceivable, the label.
Incredible.
Inconceivable.
Inviolable.
I think that.
Incredible.
Anyway, I'm not the authority. Somebody there can comment on it. Okay, ataka vachro. Okay, nipuno means subtle. And pandita vedaniyo. This is a compound coming from pandita means the wise persons. And vedaniyo is to be understood. So putting it together, this is to be understood by the wise, to be realized by the wise.
In Hinduism, there's a word pandit. It's like a preacher or something. Is that the same?
It's the same word.
It's the same word.
Yeah. The word pandita originally was a wise person. Then a pundit becomes like somebody who's like very learned.
Right.
And now it's used, I mean, even in mainstream English, it's been absorbed almost with a kind of derogatory tone. Like the pundits
right.
on the news channels, you know, they think they know everything, but...
Self-proclaimed experts.
Yeah, exactly, self-proclaimed experts. But originally it had a good meaning, somebody who was wise, knowledgeable. Okay, now we come to... So the Buddha's first thinking about that the Dhamma that I've achieved is deep, difficult to see, difficult to understand, peaceful, excellent, beyond the range of reasoning, subtle, to be understood by the wise. Then he thinks, Alaya Rama Ko Panayam Paja.
Alaya Rama Ko Panayam Paja.
Alaya Rata.
Alaya Rata.
Alaya Samudita.
Alaya Samudita.
And in Samudita, there should actually be a two M's. Sammudita. So you have to add an M there. In this line and in the next line. And then in the next line, it has the second A. They have misprinted with a long A. It should be a short A. Unless it was later corrected, I don't know. But it's Alaya. You see that Laya is a short A. Okay, so Alaya Rama. Alaya means attachment. Or maybe we could say objects of attachment. And Rama is enjoyment or delight. Alaya Rama then means delight in attachment. But this is being used as a Bahubihi compound describing Paja, the population. So, and then Panayang has to be broken up. Panayang. Ayang is this. Goes with Paja, this population has delight in attachment. But this population is one that finds delight in attachment. Then the same thing is stated again in two other ways. Alaya Ratta. Ratta is the past participle, delighted. So it's delighted in attachment. Then alaya samudita, this is based on mood, which means to rejoice in. So it is one that rejoices in attachment. So these are both originally past participles, joined with alaya. So this population is one that finds delight in attachment. It is delighted with attachment. It is overjoyed by attachment, or it rejoices in attachment. And then it continues, Alaya Ramaya Kopana. You repeat after me.
Alaya Ramaya Kopana.
Pajaya.
Pajaya.
Alaya Rataya.
Alaya Rataya.
Alaya Samuditaya.
Alaya Samuditaya.
Dudasang Idang Tanang.
Dudasang Idang Tanang.
Yatidang,
yatidang,
ida pachayata,
ida pachayata,
paticca samuppado,
paticca samuppado.
Okay, so here he's saying four. You see, now it switches over. I think this is the dative case, dative genitive case, for a generation, or for a population that finds delight in attachment, that is delighted with attachment, that rejoices in attachment, dudasang, hard to see idang tanang, this, how to put this, idang tanang, this state, this situation, this reality. Well, maybe we could just say thing, or this matter, or this subject. Okay, so for a population that finds delight in attachment, that is delighted with attachment, that rejoices in attachment, this subject is difficult to see, then yatidang means namely, what that is to say. Then we have two words indicating the same thing, ita pachayata, which, how do they translate it?
Having its foundation in this.
Actually, this is not such good renderings, because this is actually, it's an abstract noun. I would call it maybe the law of conditionality, or specific conditionality. You see, it's a compound which is built on idang plus pachaya, which means due to this condition. And then on top of that, or at the end of this, it has the suffix which makes it an abstract noun, ta, an abstract feminine noun. And what happens with idang plus pachaya is that the ung gets assimilated to the p, so it becomes ida pachayata. So literally, though it doesn't sound good, but it means this conditionality. So I render it specific conditionality. It's an expression that the Buddha himself would have coined. And it's really the same thing as paticca samuppada. And paticca samuppada is a compound that belongs to a class of compounds that we didn't take because it's too complex. This is called, this kind of compound, they call it, K.R. Norman, I think, came up with this expression for it. Don't drop over it. He calls it syntactical compounds, because it has paticca, which is a gerund, with the meaning having depended upon, plus samuppada, which means origination. And so the two are joined as if they form a compound, like one word, paticca samuppada, which is, literally, it's origination having depended upon, or origination conditioned, being conditioned by. But we make it simple, so we say dependent origination. So the Buddha is saying that for a population that delights in attachment, that is delighted with attachment, that rejoices in attachment, this subject or this topic is difficult to see, namely specific conditionality or dependent origination. And then he says, "Etam." Any questions on this so far? Okay, then we continue. Etam piko tanang.
Etam piko tanang.
Du dasang.
Du dasang.
Yadidang.
Yadidang.
Sabasankara samato.
Sabasankara samato.
Sabupati patinisago.
Sabupati patinisago.
Tanhakayo,
Tanhakayo,
Virago Nirodo Nibbana.
Virago Nirodo Nibbana.
Okay, so he's still thinking, Vipassi is still thinking. He says, Idam pi, so this too, actually, Idam tanang, this subject too, Dudasang, is hard to see. Yadidang, namely, that is to say. Then all the expressions that follow are actually just designations for Nibbana. So, sabba sankara samato. Samato here means the quieting down of all sankaras, all activities. So the quieting down of all activities, especially all mental activities. Then sabupadi patini sago. Upadi are things that are possessed, acquisitions. And patini sago is giving up or relinquishing. So the relinquishing of all acquisitions. Tanhakayo is the destruction of tanha, craving. Virago is the end of passion or dispassion. Nirodo is cessation, and then Nibbana. So this subject too is hard to see, namely the quieting down of all activities, the relinquishing of all acquisitions, the destruction of craving, dispassion, cessation, Nibbana. And then he thinks, Ahancheva kopana damang de seyang.
Ahancheva kopana damang de seyang.
Pare cha me na ajaneyung.
Pare cha me na ajaneyung.
So mamasa kilamato.
So mamasa kilamato.
Sa mamasa vihesa.
Sa mamasa vihesa.
So he's thinking, if I would teach the Dhamma, deseyang is what case? Not, I'm sorry, it's not a case. What grammatical form is deseyam?
Present participle.
No.
Optative.
Right, it's the optative form of the verb. If I would teach the Dhamma, then pare cha me na ajaneyung. Pare means others, other people. And if other people do not understand me, do not understand what is taught by me. Yeah, ajaneyung, again, is the optative based on ajane, ajanati, to understand. So if I would teach the Dhamma and others would not understand me, what is taught by me, so mam asa kilamato. Kilamato means trouble or fatigue. Then asa, anybody know what asa is here? Very good. Say again.
It's the optative of asti.
Right. It's the optative third person singular based on the verb atti. Would be. So that would be fatiguing for me. That would be troublesome for me. And then the next thing is just the same thing a little bit differently. Sutmam asa vihesa. That would be, what's another good word we could use? Let's make the first one fatiguing. That would be that would be tiresome for me. That would be trouble for me. Or even the word hassle is good because it sounds like vihesa. That would be a hassle for me. And notice the pronouns are in agreement with the nouns that they qualify. So goes with kilamato. Because kilamato is masculine singular. And sa goes with vihesa, because vihesa is feminine singular. Got it? Anybody have any questions? Let's see how much time we have left. 5 minutes. Okay, maybe we end now. Though in these verses, the next section, those first two verses I would skip, bypass, pass over. They aren't so easy. There's actually different opinions about the reading from different scholars. I don't know why they included those here. Let's see if I could just, in a few minutes, go through the next two verses so we finish this lesson. Okay, we're not going to end, but we'll take the two verses. Grammatically, they're pretty simple. Okay. Penupamang kayam imang viditva. Yeah, repeat after me.
Penupamang kayam
viditva. Yeah. Marichi damang abhisambudano.
Marichi damang abhisambudano.
Chaitvana Marasa Papupakani.
Chaitvana Marasa Papupakani.
Adasanang Machu Rajasa Gache.
Adasanang Machu Rajasa Gache.
Okay, the first line we have Viditva, which is a gerund, having understood. Then having understood Kayam Imang. It's actually, because this is verse that reverses the order, Imang Kayam, this body. And then the body is described as Pain Upamang. Upama means a simile, and Pena means foam. And we use upama when it follows another word, it takes on the meaning of similar to. So having understood this body to be similar to foam, having understood this body to be like foam, then the next line, Marichi Damang Abhisambudano. Okay, Abhisambudano is a present participle. It's an archaic present participle called the middle voice, means understanding or realizing. Realizing Marichi Damang. Here, the suffix Dhamma has the meaning of nature of, and Marichi means a mirage, an illusion, having realizing that it has the nature of illusion or the nature of a mirage. Chaitvana, again, this is the gerund, the poetic form of the gerund, having cut Marasa of Mara. Mara is the evil one. Papukani, this is explained, the commentary explains, these are flowery arrows. Pupa is flower. Papukani is a very unusual term. Maybe it occurs only here. But according to the commentary, it means like a flower-tipped arrow, because Mara uses the lure of sensual pleasures in order to keep people trapped in birth and death. So having cut the flowery arrows of Mara, Adasanang Machu Rajasa Gache. So Gache, one should go. Adasanang is the negation of dasanang. Dasana is sight. So adasanang is out of sight, beyond the range of sight. Machu Rajasa. Machu is death, and Raja is king. So this is the king of death. That's another name for Mara. So one should go out of sight. One should go beyond the sight of the king of death. So having cut the flowery arrows of Mara, one should go beyond sight of the king of death. Any questions about this? See, not so hard. This one, not so hard. Then the next one, also not difficult. Yo balo manyati balyang.
Yo balo manyati balyang.
Pandito vapi tenaso.
Pandito vapi tenaso.
Balocha pandita mani.
Balocha pandita mani.
Save baloti vuchati.
Save baloti vuchati.
Okay, so the first line, yo balo, so the fool who manyati balyang. Manyati is to think. So the fool who thinks foolishness. So in other words, this means the fool who knows his foolishness, the fool who realizes he is a fool. Pandito vapi tena, so tena is because of that. So he, pandito, he is a wise man. So the fool who is aware of his foolishness, by that much, he is a wise man. Balocha pandita mani. Here the word cha really means but rather than and. But the fool, pandita mani, who has the conceit, the mana, the pride, I am a wise man. The fool who thinks that he is a wise man, Savay baloti vuchati, he truly, vuchati is called balo, the fool. Okay, so the fool who recognizes his foolishness, by that much, even he is a wise man. But the fool who considers himself wise, he indeed is called a fool. Okay, so now we finish lesson 9. Any questions? Yeah.
Could you please analyze the pandito vapi? It's a pandito.
I would say the va is just put in almost as a metrical filler. And the p, you could say even.
Api, is it p or
api? Yeah, p could be also or even. So by that much, he is also a wise man. Or by that much, even he is a wise man.
So which one has a meaning of by that much?
Tena.
Oh.
Tena is the instrumental, by that. Any other questions? I want to see what they say about the vapi.
You write out each lesson. That's awesome. No, that's great. That's why we're writing all the things. Yeah.
Yeah, it says pandito vapi hoti. So it takes the va to be. It doesn't actually explain it. Anyway, he says he's similar to a wise man. So it says, he, knowing I am a fool, approaching another who is a wise man, serving him, by that being instructed, he can become a wise man or even wiser. Okay, I think we have to end now.